No fear. During the night of February 12, my body shook more violently than it ever had. I was almost hurled from the bed because it was so forceful. I tried to grab the sheets to steady myself, but I couldn't because I had no control over my body. The shaking was unremittingly forceful, and I grew afraid. My thoughts began to run away with me. Is all this a deception of Satan? What is happening to me? Am I going crazy? I wondered. Then I remembered what someone had once shared with me. When you are about to receive a blessing, Satan will try to destroy it. Was this violent shaking the work of Satan or the work of God? I thought it might be Satan trying to harm me. I rebuked the enemy, and then the Lord interjected.
Daughter, do not fear. I am your Lord.
That was enough for me. His sweet voice turned my fear into laughter. I heard the echoes of his soft laughter near the window. In a most pleasant and peaceful voice, he said,
No one will harm you, because I will be with you always, and I will protect you from the evil things of this world. You're my precious daughter.
A passage of scripture came to mind and complemented his words. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:18-19. The love of the Lord in my life was more real than it had ever been. I knew he loved me. In light of such an amazing love, how could I ever be afraid? The experience of that evening taught me I never again needed to fear Satan, evil, or myself, because the Lord had promised that he would be with me forever. His word backed up this promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you, Hebrews 13:5. I knew that he had called me to help fulfill his great commission. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28:19-20. The verse preceding this tells us how this is possible. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28:18. His power, his authority, his strength, and his might will prevail in every situation when we yield ourselves to him. The Lord gave me additional assurance of his will and his love when he said,
I am giving you all the gifts you will need to enable you to begin the ministry I'm giving to you. Keep a record of the day and times when I meet with you. Your husband Roger will have gifts for ministry too. You need never worry about anything, because I promise you that I will take care of you while you're on earth.
Deep in my heart, I knew I didn't need to worry about anything again. He was taking care of everything, not only in this life, but also in the afterlife. His liberating promises called Psalm 23 to mind, and I focused especially on the final verse of that inspiring psalm. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. With such peaceful thoughts, I grew sleepy, and the Lord said,
I know you're tired. Go to sleep.
The Lord does indeed give his beloved sleep.